I'm just on my way down to Cork. I'm going down to St. Finbar's. I do a platelet donation there every month, so that's
Oh,
where I'm
very
heading.
good. Do you really?
I try to do it. Every 28 days you can do it, so I do between the 28 and 35 days, something like that.
Okay,
very
so
good.
lots of people would be familiar that when the Irish Blood Transfusion Service comes around, you book yourself in, you know that so many people will use it. Explain the platelet donation to me, Shane.
It takes a bit longer, but they take the blood out and then they extract the platelets. And then they send the blood back to you. So they kind of take a small amount, extract the platelets, send them back, take more. So it's about an hour and 10, but you can give it more regular, you know?
Right.
And who are the kinds of people, Shane, that might need this?
I think it's mostly people who are kind of sick or after getting some sort of treatment, really, you know what I mean? It's not whole blood. I think I'm not really fully up on the science of it, but the plate was kind of for
but very,
infection and stuff like that.
Very
and
important.
Clotting, mainly clotting, I think, it's to do
it's
with
a really admirable
clots.
Thing to do because, like, myself and Ollie,
that's
we both.
Oh, now, Shane,
no,
for God's sake.
Myself and Ollie both donate blood, and it was something that my dad, say, would have always done, and I kind of took up the mantle. I just think it's if there's something you can do to help other people, that's a great way to start. But platelets, you've taken it to a whole new level there, Shane. I feel shamed.
Yeah, I know, it's grand. It's grand. Yeah. They look after me down there, in fairness. They're nice people down there, you know. They're
Would
great.
You get
they
the bag of crisps
work.
Down there now?
You get more than one bag of crisps, all right. You get as much chocolate as you want and as many cans of Coke, and that's great, yeah.
Oh, you're selling it to me. Wait, no, though. I feel like I'm too old for this. What's the age bracket?
Oh,
there's an age bracket, is there?
The next time you're going on, just say to them that you're interested, that you'd be interested, and they'll test you for it. I think your level has to be over 200 or something like that.
And how did you get involved in it then? Obviously, you were a blood donor.
Just then, when my dad always gave blood, so I started giving blood, and then they just asked what I'd be interested in. So they tested me and said, yeah, you're good enough. Would you be willing to do it? I said, yeah,
very
no
good.
Bother, yeah. Why not?
Very good.
That's the heroes walk amongst us.
I tell you now.
The next time anyone listening here is in a bit of bother and you need a transfusion or something of that kind, you might be able to thank Shane for his services
to
our country.
There you have it.
I'll
now.
Be home and all by 1 o'clock. I think they want a Friday off, you know.
Well, fair dues, Shane. And on your day off, too, I have to say, is very admirable on that. So, well done.
That's
and
good,
it's
thanks.
A clarion call to other people who maybe, whether it's platelet donation you're thinking
about or
giving blood.
I know it is a good thing to do,
blood.
You know. It is.
And they have a big drive on at the minute, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service.
They're always crying out for people, to be fair, like, you know.
Are you like me now, Shane? When you go in, do you absolutely fleece the free pens and the free pencils?
I wouldn't be too bad now. If there's an old the key ring for the trolley for the shopping is a great job. Put your hands on one of them.
There you go.
Shane, grab me an old pen when you're down there, will you?
I will, yeah. I'll grab you a few,
Shane, well done. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Into the draw
no
you go.
Lads, thanks.
And best of luck on that. But well done on your efforts now. Very impressed with it.
Yeah.
Travel safe.
Thanks, Shane.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.